The Holy Rosary, with meditations taken from the visions of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Credo in Deum Patrem Omnipotentem, Creatorem Caeli et Terrae, et in Iesum Christum, Filium Eius Unicum, Dominum Nostrum, qui conceptus est Spiritus Sancto, natus ex Maria Virgine, passus sub Pontio Pilato, crucifixus mortuus et sepultus, descendit ad infernos, tertia die resurrexit a mortuis, ascendit ad celos, sedet ad dexteram Dei Patris Omnipotentis, inde venturus est judicare vivos et mortuos. Credo in Spiritum Sanctum, Sanctam Ecclesiam Catholicam, Sanctorum Communionem, Remissionem Peccatorum, Carnis Resurrectionem, Vitam Aeternam. Amen. Pater noster qui es in cedis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Sorrowful Mysteries. First Sorrowful Mystery, the Agony in the Garden. When Jesus left his disciples, I saw a number of frightful figures surrounding him in an ever-narrowing circle. His sorrow and anguish of soul continued to increase, and he was trembling all over when he entered the grotto to pray, like a way-worn traveler hurriedly seeking shelter from a sudden storm. But the awful visions pursued him even there, and became more and more clear and distinct. Alas, this small cavern appeared to contain the awful picture of all the sins which had been or were to be committed from the fall of Adam to the end of the world, and of the punishment which they deserved. It was here on Mount Olivet that Adam and Eve took refuge when driven out of paradise to wander homeless on earth, and they had wept and bewailed themselves in this very grotto. He fell on his face, overwhelmed with unspeakable sorrow, and all the sins of the world displayed themselves before him under countless forms and in all their real deformity. He took them all upon himself, and in his prayer offered his own adorable person to the justice of his heavenly Father in payment for so awful a debt. But Satan, who was enthroned amid all these horrors and even filled with diabolical joy at the sight of them, let loose his fury against Jesus and displayed before the eyes of his soul increasingly awful visions, at the same time addressing his adorable humanity in words such as these: "Takest thou even this sin upon thyself? Art thou willing to bear its penalty? Art thou prepared to satisfy for all these sins?" At first Jesus looked calm as he kneeled down and prayed. But after a time his soul became terrified at the sight of the innumerable crimes of men and of their ingratitude towards God, and his anguish was so great that he trembled and shuddered as he exclaimed, "Father, if it is possible, let this chalice pass from me. Father, all things are possible to thee. Remove this chalice from me." But the next moment he added, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." His will and that of his Father were one. But now that his love had ordained that he should be left to all the weakness of his human nature, he trembled at the prospect of death. When Jesus, unrelieved of all the weight of his sufferings, returned to the grotto, he fell prostrate, with his face on the ground and his arms extended, and prayed to his eternal Father. But his soul had to sustain a second interior combat, which lasted 3/4 of an hour. Angels came and showed him, in a series of visions, all the sufferings that he was to endure in order to expiate sin. How great was the beauty of man, the image of God, before the fall, and how that beauty was changed and obliterated when sin entered the world. They showed him the satisfaction which he would have to offer to divine justice, and how it would consist of a degree of suffering in his soul and body, which would comprehend all the sufferings due to the concupiscence of all mankind, since the debt of the whole human race had to be paid by that humanity which alone was sinless, the humanity of the Son of God. No tongue can describe what anguish and what horror overwhelmed the soul of Jesus at the sight of so terrible an expiation. His sufferings were so great, indeed, that a bloody sweat issued forth from all the pores of his sacred body. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Domine Iesu, dimite nobis debita nostra, salva nos ab igne inferi, perduc in celum omnes animas, presertem eas, quae misericordiae tuae maxime indigent.
The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar. The pillar where criminals were scourged stood to the north of Pilate's palace near the guardhouse, and the executioners soon arrived, carrying whips, rods, and ropes, which they tossed down at its base. They were malefactors from the frontiers of Egypt who had been condemned for their crimes to hard labor, the most criminal being selected to act as executioners in the praetorium. These cruel men had many times scourged poor criminals to death at this pillar. They resembled wild beasts or demons and appeared to be half drunk. They struck our Lord with their fists and dragged him by the cords with which he had been pinioned, although he followed them without offering the least resistance, and finally they barbarously knocked him down against the pillar. This pillar, placed in the center of the court, stood alone and did not serve to sustain any part of the building. It was not very high, and there was a large iron ring at the top. It is quite impossible to describe the cruelty shown by these ruffians towards Jesus. They tore off the mantle with which he had been clothed in derision at the court of Herod. The only return Jesus made when his brutal executioners struck and abused him was to pray for them in the most touching manner. He turned his face once towards his mother, who was standing overcome with grief. This look quite unnerved her. She fainted and would have fallen had not the holy women who were there supported her. Jesus put his arms round the pillar, and when his hands were thus raised, they fastened them to the iron ring which was at the top of the pillar. Then they dragged his arms to such a height that his feet, which were tightly bound to the base of the pillar, scarcely touched the ground. Thus was the Holy of Holies violently stretched, without a particle of clothing, on a pillar used for the punishment of the greatest criminals. And then did two furious ruffians who were thirsting for his blood begin in the most barbarous manner to scourge his sacred body from head to foot. Our loving Lord, the Son of God and true man, writhed as a worm under the blows of these barbarians. His mild but deep groans might be heard from afar. They resounded through the air, forming a kind of touching accompaniment to the hissing of the instruments of torture. These groans resembled rather a touching cry of prayer and supplication than moans of anguish. The clamor of the Pharisees and the people formed another species of accompaniment, which at times as a deafening thunderstorm deadened and smothered these sacred and mournful cries, and in their place might be heard the words, "Put him to death, crucify him." Pilate continued parleying with the people, and when he demanded silence in order to be able to speak, he was obliged to proclaim his wishes to the clamorous assembly by the sound of a trumpet, and at such moments you might again hear the noise of the scourges, the moans of Jesus, the imprecations of the soldiers, and the bleating of the paschal lambs which were being washed in the Probatica pool at no great distance from the forum. There was something peculiarly touching in the plaintive bleating of these lambs. They alone appeared to unite their lamentations with the suffering moans of our Lord.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Domine Iesu, dimite nobis debita nostra, salva nos ab igne inferi, perduc in celum omnes animas, presertem eas, quae misericordiae tuae maxime indigent.
The third sorrowful mystery, the crowning with thorns. In the middle of the court there stood the fragment of a pillar, and on it was placed a very low stool which these cruel men maliciously covered with sharp flints and bits of broken pottery. Then they tore off the garments of Jesus, thereby reopening all his wounds. They threw over his shoulders an old scarlet mantle which barely reached his knees. They dragged him to the seat prepared, and pushed him roughly down upon it, having first placed a crown of thorns upon his head. The crown of thorns was made of three branches plaited together, the greatest part of the thorns being purposely turned inwards so as to pierce our Lord's head. Having first placed these twisted branches on his forehead, they tied them tightly together at the back of his head, and no sooner was this accomplished to their satisfaction than they put a large reed into his hand, doing all with derisive gravity as if they were really crowning him king. They then seized the reed and struck his head so violently that his eyes were filled with blood. They knelt before him, derided him, spat in his face, and buffeted him, saying at the same time, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they threw down his stool, pulled him again up from the ground on which he had fallen, and reseated him with the greatest possible brutality. It is quite impossible to describe the cruel outrages which were thought of and perpetrated by these monsters under human form. The sufferings of Jesus from thirst, caused by the fever which his wounds and sufferings had brought on, were intense. He trembled all over, his flesh was torn piecemeal, his tongue contracted, and the only refreshment he received was the blood which trickled from his head onto his parched lips. This shameful scene was protracted a full half hour, and the Roman soldiers continued during the whole time to applaud and encourage the perpetration of still greater outrages.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Domine Iesu, dimite nobis debita nostra, salva nos ab igne inferi, perduc in celum omnes animas, presertem eas, quae misericordiae tuae maxime indigent.
The fourth sorrowful mystery, the carrying of the cross. As soon as the cross was thrown on the ground before him, Jesus fell on his knees, put his arms around it, and kissed it three times, while softly uttering a prayer of thanksgiving to his heavenly Father for the redemption of mankind now begun. But the executioners dragged Jesus up to a kneeling posture, and with difficulty and little help, and that of the most barbarous kind, he was forced to take the heavy beams upon his right shoulder and hold them fast with his right arm. As he knelt, he bent under the weight. Pilate's horsemen were now ready to start, and the trumpet sounded. Just then one of the mounted Pharisees approached Jesus, who was still kneeling under his load, and exclaimed, "It is all over with fine speeches now. Hurry up that we may get rid of him. Forward, forward." They jerked him to his feet and then fell upon his shoulder the whole weight of the cross, of that cross which, according to his own sacred words of eternal truth, we must carry after him. And now that blessed triumphal procession of the King of Kings, so ignominious upon earth, so glorious in the sight of heaven, began. Jesus, with the wood of the cross bound on his shoulder, reminded me in a striking manner of Isaac carrying the wood for his own sacrifice on the mountain. The procession of the crucifixion was headed by a trumpeter who sounded his trumpet at every street corner and proclaimed the execution. Some paces behind him came a crowd of boys and other rude fellows, carrying drink, cords, nails, wedges, and baskets of tools of all kinds. Then followed some of the mounted Pharisees, after whom came a lad bearing on his breast the inscription Pilate had written for the cross. The crown of thorns, which it was impossible to leave on during the carriage of the cross, was taken from Christ's head and placed on the end of a pole, which this lad now carried over his shoulder. This boy was not very wicked. And next came our Lord and Redeemer, bowed down under the heavy weight of the cross, bruised, torn with scourges, exhausted and tottering. Since the Last Supper of the preceding evening, without food, drink, and sleep, under continual ill treatment that might of itself have ended in death, consumed by the loss of blood, wounds, fever, thirst, and unutterable interior pain and horror, Jesus walked with tottering steps, his back bent low, his feet naked and bleeding. His hands were bruised and swollen from the cords that had tightly bound them. His face was covered with blood and swellings. His hair and beard were torn and matted with blood. The burden he carried and the fetters pressed the coarse woolen garment into the wounds of his body, and the wool stuck fast to those that had been reopened by the tearing off of his clothes. Jeers and malicious words resounded on all sides. He looked unspeakably wretched and tormented, though lovingly resigned. His lips moved in prayer, his glance was supplicating, forgiving, and suffering.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Domine Iesu, dimite nobis debita nostra, salva nos ab igne inferi, perduc in celum omnes animas, presertem eas, quae misericordiae tuae maxime indigent.
The fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion. The scene was rendered the more frightful to me by the sight of demons, who were invisible to others, and I saw large bodies of evil spirits under the forms of toads, serpents, sharp-clawed dragons, and venomous insects, urging these wicked men to still greater cruelty and perfectly darkening the air. They crawled into the mouths and into the hearts of the assistants, sat upon their shoulders, filled their minds with wicked images, and incited them to revile and insult our Lord with still greater brutality. Weeping angels, however, stood around Jesus, and the sight of their tears consoled me not a little, and they were accompanied by little angels of glory, whose heads alone I saw. There were likewise angels of pity and angels of consolation among them. The latter frequently approached the Blessed Virgin and the rest of the pious persons who were assembled there, and whispered words of comfort which enabled them to bear up with firmness. The executioners soon pulled off our Lord's cloak, and they tore off his most painful crown, thus reopening every wound, and seizing the garment they tore it mercilessly over his bleeding and wounded head. Our dear Lord and Savior then stood before his cruel enemies, stripped of all save the short scapular which was on his shoulders, and the linen which girded his loins. He shook like the aspen as he stood before them, for he was so weakened from suffering and loss of blood that he could not support himself for more than a few moments. They then offered him some vinegar and gall, from which, however, he turned away in silence. They bade him rise and place himself on the cross that they might nail him to it. Then, seizing his right arm, they dragged it to the hole prepared for the nail, and having tied it tightly down with a cord, one of them knelt upon his sacred chest, a second held his hand flat, and a third, taking a long, thick nail, pressed it on the open palm of that adorable hand, which had ever been open to bestow blessings and favors on the ungrateful Jews, and with a great iron hammer drove it through the flesh and far into the wood of the cross. Our Lord uttered one deep but suppressed groan, and his blood gushed forth and sprinkled the arms of the archers. The Blessed Virgin stood motionless. From time to time you might distinguish her plaintive moans. She appeared as if almost fainting from grief, and Magdalen was quite beside herself. They again knelt upon him, tied down his arms, and drove the second nail into his left hand. His blood flowed afresh, and his feeble groans were once more heard between the blows of the hammer. But nothing could move the hard-hearted executioners to the slightest pity. The executioners had fastened a piece of wood at the lower part of the cross, under where the feet of Jesus would be nailed, that thus the weight of his body might not rest upon the wounds of his hands. They then fastened his left foot onto his right foot, having first bored a hole through them with a species of piercer, because they could not be placed in such a position as to be nailed together at once. They took a very long nail and drove it completely through both feet into the cross below, which operation was more than usually painful on account of his body being so unnaturally stretched out. During the whole time of the crucifixion, our Lord never ceased praying and repeating those passages in the Psalms which he was then accompanying, although from time to time a feeble moan caused by excess of suffering might be heard. In this manner he had prayed when carrying his cross, and thus he continued to pray until his death. I heard him repeat all the prophecies. I repeated them after him, and I have often since noted the different passages when reading the Psalms. When the crucifixion of Jesus was finished, the commander of the Roman soldiers ordered Pilate's inscription to be nailed on the top of the cross. The Pharisees were much incensed at this, and their anger was increased by the jeers of the Roman soldiers, who pointed at their crucified king. It was about 12:15 when Jesus was crucified, and at the moment the cross was lifted up, the temple resounded with the blast of trumpets, which were always blown to announce the sacrifice of the Paschal Lamb.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Domine Iesu, dimite nobis debita nostra, salva nos ab igne inferi, perduc in caelum omnes animas, presertem eas, quae misericordiae tuae maxime indigent. Salve Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita dulcedo et spes nostra, salve. A te clamamus exules filii Eve, a te suspiramus gementes et flentes in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, o pia, o dulcis Virgo Maria, ora pro nobis sancta Dei genetrix, ut digni officiamur permissionibus Christi. Oremus. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that by meditating upon these mysteries of the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.